If you take $100 and you take it to the casino, you have the potential to turn that $100 into $1,000. But more likely than not, that $100 is gonna go down to zero. So what you have to balance is...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
If you want to retire a millionaire, there are three numbers that you have to understand. I like to call them TRM, time, return, and money. And by the end of this video, not only are you going to understand how to calculate when you'll become a millionaire, but you'll know how to get to that number even sooner. When it comes to you building your wealth, there are really three factors that will determine how wealthy you will become and when you'll become wealthy. Those are the TRM, time, return, and money. Time is how long your money can be invested for. The longer your money has time to be invested, the longer your money has time to grow, and the wealthier you'll become. Return is how fast you can grow your money. The faster you can grow your money, the wealthier you'll become sooner. And money is how much money you invest. I used to call this TRD, time return dollars, but now I call it TRM, time return money, because as I've traveled the world and talked to people about money, well, it's become very clear that some people are much more comfortable talking about pounds or euros or pesos or rupees or whatever currency you use. So for that reason, I'm now calling it time return money. But what money means is the more money that you invest, the wealthier that you can become, because now you have more money working for you to make you wealthy. So let's do this. I know how valuable your time is, so let me just jump into some examples that we can see the impacts of the TRM, that way we don't waste your time. If you can invest $250 a month every month, and you can get an average 10% return a year, and I'll show you how you can get returns like 10% a year, it will take you 37 years to retire with an account worth more than $1 million. You'll have just over $1 million after following this with $250 a month at a 10% return for 37 years. But if you can work to increase the return where now you're still investing the $250 a month, but now you can get a 14% annual return, now it will only take you 29 years to retire with an account worth over $1 million because now you can grow your money even faster. Or if you can increase how much money you invest where now you can invest $1,000 a month and you get the same 10% annual return a year, now instead of taking 37 years, it will take you 23 years to retire with an investment account with over $1 million. From a purely mathematical perspective, these are the three factors that will determine how wealthy you'll become and when you're gonna reach that wealth number. It's how long is your money gonna be invested for, how fast can you grow your money, and how much money are you investing? And this is where a lot of people ask me this question of, Jaspreet, I'm 35 years old, I'm 45 years old, I'm 65 years old. What do I need to do in order to become wealthy? Well, if you have less time, then you have to focus on increasing the return that you get and increasing how much money that you invest. And this is where I want you to understand that the one factor that you cannot control, that you cannot get more of, is time. This is why it is so important for you to start investing your money sooner rather than later, because, well, the more time that your money has to grow, the wealthier you'll become. But you cannot change this. You can't go back in time and start investing 10 years ago, but you can start investing today. So understand that this one is out of your control, but this one and this one are in your control. So let's start by talking about now, how do you change and control the return that you can get? And then we'll talk about the money side of how you can invest more money, that way potentially you can make up for lost time, or you can get to the wealth number, whatever it is that you want, sooner rather than later. When you're trying to grow your money faster, what you're doing is you're trying to manage risk. Because if you take $100 and you take it to the casino, you have the potential to turn that $100 into $1,000. But more likely than not, that $100 is gonna go down to zero. So what you have to balance is risk versus reward. Where are places where you can mitigate your risk but get higher potential rewards? And this now can be helped through your financial education, through your understanding of how to invest your money. Because if somebody has no experience of how to invest their money and they just throw their money into random stocks, well, there's a good chance that they might end up losing a big chunk of that money. Versus if somebody understands how to invest their money, they know how to come up with an investment strategy, they know how to deploy their money, they know how to sell their investments, well, they have a much higher chance. It's not guaranteed, you're never guaranteed to make money when you invest, but you have a much higher chance of making money. So this is where now you gotta understand the risk versus reward ratio and understand what is going to be your investing strategy to get the best returns. And this is where I like to say that there are two general kind of camps or strategies of investing your money, a passive strategy and an active strategy. And you gotta find what's right for you, or do a hybrid of these two. I personally do a hybrid of these two, but I can't tell you what to do. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm only able to talk about some of the things that I do. So what a passive strategy is now you're gonna find something to invest in, and you're just gonna keep investing your money into this thing and not have to worry about it so much. So, for example, there are funds that give you exposure to this general stock market. There are funds that give you exposure to things like the S&P 500, the 500 largest companies in the stock market. So again, I'm not telling you what to invest in, just giving you an example. VTI is a fund that gives you exposure to the total stock market. If you go out and you buy one share of this ETF, this fund, VTI, you're essentially buying a little bit of every stock on the stock market. If you go out and you buy one share of SPY, this gives you exposure to the S&P 500. You're essentially buying a little bit of every one of the 500 largest companies in the stock market. So now, if we take a look at the stock market history, what we have seen is that the stock market in the United States has grown by an average of around 10% a year. So if you would have put your money into something like this over the last 50 years, you would have seen your money grow on average by around 10% a year. Does this mean that your money is gonna grow by 10% every year? No, we've seen multiple market crashes happen. Those are years where the stock market has fallen or the S&P 500 has fallen. There's been years where the stock market has grown by less than 10%. There's been years where the stock market has grown by more than 10%. But on average, what we have seen over the last number of decades is that the stock market has grown on average by around 10% a year. Now, the reason why I like to say passive investing into funds as opposed to into individual companies is because if you're investing into individual companies, well, there's a chance that that company can go bankrupt. It's higher risk, higher potential reward, but you can also lose all that money. And the reason why I like to talk about this is because if you would have passively invested your money a couple decades ago into a strong company like Sears or Bed Bath & Beyond, because a couple of decades ago, those companies were extremely strong, they were innovative, and they were what were considered category killers, well, you would have thought you were making a great investment at the time. But today, those companies are bankrupt and your investment would have gone to zero and you would have lost all of your investment, retirement savings, your life savings in those funds. So to manage out some of that risk, you can invest your money into funds that give you exposure to hundreds, if not thousands of stocks or companies. That way you don't have to worry about one individual company going down. Now, this is primarily focused on the stock market. You can also invest your money into things like real estate. There are passive ways now for you to invest your money into real estate where you invest your money into real estate funds. There's a lot of different ways to do that. I'm not gonna go over that too much in this video, but just understand that there are ways for you to get exposure to real estate as well passively by investing your money into funds. But the whole idea here with passive investing is you are going to be deploying some money every time you get paid, every week, every 2 weeks, every month, into something, whether it's stock funds or real estate funds, and you just keep doing this, whether the market's up and whether the market's down, and you stick with this for a long enough period of time. That way, now you can get the market returns. This brings me now to, well, what is active investing? And for those of you who are interested in staying up to date on what's happening in the economy, when it's happening, I do want you to know that my team at Briefs Media publishes a newsletter called Market Briefs every day. It's a free newsletter that breaks down what's happening at things like the economy, the stock market, the housing market, the crypto market, and the global economy into a fun, witty, and easy to read newsletter. You can read it in less than 5 minutes every morning and it's completely free. So if you want to join Market Briefs, I got the link to how you can join Market Briefs down in the description below, or you can go to briefs.co/market. That's briefs.co/market if you want to join. So now when it comes to active investing, this is where now you can go and actually invest in individual companies, or you can go and invest in individual real estate properties. Now when it comes to investing in individual companies, the reason why I like to call this active investing isn't so you're trading. I'm not an advocate of trading. I don't know how to trade. Trading is like gambling to me. That's not something I touch. But when I say active investing, I mean now you're actually investing in individual companies, because the way that you can actually understand how to invest your money, if you want to do it the right way, is you want to know what you're investing in. That means understanding a company, listening to its earnings calls, studying the financials, studying the profit and loss statement, the income statement, the balance sheet, the cash flow statement, understanding what's going on with the revenue and the expenses, understanding how much debt they have, understanding the executive structure, understanding the innovation, understanding how they treat employees and their company culture, understanding how their general feel is with their customers. These are the things that you want to think about as an investor, because you literally are buying a piece of that company. So you want to know, is this a company that you want to be a part of? Is this a company that you want to own for the long term? You still want to be investing in these companies for the long term, but you want to be more involved with these types of researches, because now you want to understand exactly what's going on with this company. So it takes more work, it takes more time, it takes more financial education, but it can also come with much bigger financial gains. Remember, higher risk, higher potential return. Now, when you're investing in individual companies, you have the potential to find the next Amazon, the next Nvidia. But the problem with that is many people try to find the next Amazon or the next Nvidia or the next Tesla, but they just throw their money to random stocks that they hear about online. And this is where I want you to understand that if you want to be an active investor, you want to also be investing in your financial education, which is understanding how do you find good companies, how do you value good companies, and how do you research companies, because it takes a lot of work. And yes, there's more risk, which means you can lose all your money. You could see your stock go down because that company could lose money, it could turn around tomorrow, but you can also see much bigger returns. So you have the potential to make higher returns, but it comes with more risk. Another way to actively invest your money is to go out and invest your money into rental real estate. I'm also a big fan of investing money into real estate. In fact, real estate is my largest passive investment because, well, when you go out and invest in real estate, you own something that you can see, feel, and touch. When you go out and you buy a rental property, you're buying this ideally so you can generate cash flow. When I go out and I buy rental properties, I'm not buying it because I'm hoping that I can sell it for a big profit in a few years. I buy properties for the cash flow that I can start generating tomorrow or next month or the month after that. I'm buying properties for the cash flow that I can generate because for me, I like investing money for cash flow, meaning I buy an investment and then it pays me for owning the investment instead of having to wait to sell that investment to make money. Even when I invest my money into funds on the stock market, most of my funds on the stock market are to generate cash flow. They're dividend producing funds because I like that cash flow. I like the idea of owning an investment and getting paid without having to do anything, without having to sell my investment, because I like the cash flow coming in. I want to use that cash flow to fund my lifestyle. So now, when it comes to real estate investing, I also call this more of an active investment because it takes time to find a good location, to find the right neighborhoods, to find the right property, to walk through the deals, to find the right property manager. Now, I don't manage my real estate myself. Once I buy the property and I get it renovated, I will hand the keys over to a property management company who's gonna do the day-to-day work, and then they're gonna give me my reports that I'm gonna review month after month, and they're gonna meet with me every quarter or every month, depending on what's going on, and we're gonna talk about what's going on with the properties. But I'm not actively talking to tenants. I'm not actively doing that work. I have a more passive system on the management side, but it's more active in order to get the deal done. So these active investments can give you better returns than the passive investments, but they take more work, they take more time, they take more education, and it also comes with more risk. Your passive investments come with less risk, they come with less time, they come with less work, but lower potential returns. And this is where you gotta decide what's the right option for you. And you don't have to necessarily pick one. I do this and I do this. You just gotta find what's the right option for you, because not everybody's gonna wanna be a real estate investor. Not everybody's wanna go out and pick stocks. Not everybody's gonna wanna invest in funds. You just gotta find what's right for you, what's right for your goals, what's right for your interests, and what's right for your risk tolerance, and not just blindly trust a random guy on YouTube.